Inside American Legion Post 53 near the lower campus of UW-Eau Claire, dozens of students are well-dressed and mingling with parents and potential employers at the Geology Department banquet. It's an annual tradition hosted by Geology Department Chair Kent Severson.
It is my privilege to be announcing some awards and internships and recognizing some stakeholders who have made a huge difference in our program.
Those stakeholders are a handful of frac sand mining companies and others that have donated nearly $150,000 since 2013 for student scholarships and grants, along with equipment for the department. Those donations support UW-Eau Claire's Responsible Mining Initiative. Severson built the program with the help of mining companies and environmental consulting firms. The goal is to expose students to all sides of the mining industry. A hydrogeology class looks at how bad mining practices could impact groundwater. Students even hold a mock county board meeting where developers seek approval for a sand mine. Another major component of the initiative is real-world experience. Severson says this year there were 18 paid internships with combined salaries of more than $140,000.
These paid internships with sand mining companies have given our students valuable experience whether they work in sand mining or not. And the Responsible Mining Initiative isn't just about mining. We're preparing students to work in environmental consulting and to work for regulatory agencies as well.
Nick Matula of Appleton was one of the first geology students to get an internship through the program. Starting in 2014, he worked for Texas-based mining company Smart Sand, which has a plant in Oakdale, Wisconsin. Matula was offered a full-time job as a mining specialist before he even graduated last year.
It is a relief, that's for sure, because the job market everywhere for geologists is kind of low because of commodities. And to be able to have gotten a job in the sand mining industry with Smart Sand, even when the market wasn't necessarily the highest, was very crucial.
But some, like attorney Kellen McLemore of Midwest Environmental Advocates, worry close ties with the industry could influence what the department teaches and researches.
When industry groups provide funding for a specific program or for a specific student, that creates the opportunity for the recipients of those funds to feel maybe an obligation to prescribe to the beliefs or the views of those industry groups.
Geology Department Chair Severson says his program is dedicated to scientific research and donors don't have any control over curriculum. And he argues students wouldn't have the same opportunities without outside support.
We want industry to invest in education. We want the state of Wisconsin to invest in education. And we would be in a world of hurting right now if we didn't have committed stakeholders right now who are helping us out.
Severson says the Responsible Mining Initiative is still in its infancy. He and the geology staff are seeking approval for three new mining-related certificates focused on the relationship between industry, environment, and regulation. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.